Jesus, I my cross have taken, all to leave and follow thee. Destitute, despised, forsaken, thou from hence my all shall be.
Good Friday and Easter has come and gone. While the Catholics, the Eastern Orthodox, the Anglicans, and the Lutherans fasted before feasting, the Evangelicals had it better. They feasted without fasting. Never mind the denominations, all children had it good as they chased the chocolate bunnies and the Easter eggs through their backyards and parks. Now that the remembrance of Jesus' death and resurrection is over, have you gone through your Good Friday and Easter? Let us look at it. Next week, we will revert to the topic of idolatry. You are listening to Manna. In Hebrew, what is it? Welcome. A glass of water is sitting on the table. Do you see it half full or half empty? This is the question about Easter. Jesus' death and resurrection are only half of the purposes of God. The remaining half is mostly unfulfilled. Emphasis on the word mostly. If your next paycheck was half of what was agreed upon, you too will focus on the empty half. You will not say, "At least I got half," will you? Similarly, let us focus on the unfulfilled part of the purposes of God. For a moment, look at the Good Friday and Easter from the perspective of God the Father. Death and resurrection was the purpose of God for Jesus Christ. The believers celebrate it with fasting and feasting. Good, okay. But do you recognize that the same death and resurrection is also the will of God for you? Have you had your Good Friday and Easter? We are not talking about the death and burial and then the resurrection of the righteous later at the coming of Jesus. No, we are not talking about that. We are talking at this moment, as you hear and as you live, that it is the will of God that you die and live the resurrected life. If so, are you living this kind of daily reality? This is the part that is mostly unfulfilled in our lives. Here is Leonard Ravenhill preaching on Paul the Apostle. It starts, one day he, Paul, capitulated to Jesus Christ.
One day he capitulated to Jesus Christ. And you know what he did? He says, as he says goodbye to the Galatians, "Henceforth let no man trouble me. I bear in my body the owner's marks of Jesus." He says at the end of that same epistle, "God forbid that I should glory save in the cross by which the world is crucified to me, and I am crucified to the world." You see, we're living in a day when people will go to the cross, but they won't get on the cross. They want the benefits of his death, but they don't want to die. They're too ambitious.
Jesus, I my cross have taken, all to leave and follow thee.
"God forbid that I should glory save in the cross by which the world is crucified to me, and I am crucified to the world." You see, we're living in a day when people will go to the cross, but they won't get on the cross. They want the benefits of his death, but they don't want to die. They're too ambitious.
We should not be like those who go to the cross but not get onto it. To understand further, let us look at Romans chapter 6, 5 and 6. "For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old life was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. Do you see the death and resurrection of a believer in this verse? Have you this kind of Good Friday Easter reality regarding sin? Have you taken the form of Jesus' death regarding sin so that you may take the form of Jesus' resurrection in your deeds? Hypocrisy is trying to live the resurrection life without going through the cross. You want to do good, but are unwilling to die to the bad. You want to see every filth that comes out of the television. At the same time, dedicate the same eye to read the Word of God. You be the judge. Is this crucified life or hypocrisy? Or maybe this is not your life. You keep your eyes clean and clear. If that is the case, you are walking the crucified life.
So then know thy full salvation. Rise, O sin and fear and care. Joy to find in every station. Something still to
take a look at another verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 10 through 11. Always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Can you see the Good Friday Easter reality in these verses? Are you carrying the dying of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in your body? God desires that Jesus' life be manifested, which means appear and displayed in our bodies. Our bodies are not billboards for intricate tattoos or a venue for exhibition of superhuman capabilities. This is how the worldly use their body. God desires our body to be an embodiment of Jesus' life here on earth. For this reason, we need to always carry the dying of Jesus. The word dying is an adjective and at the same time a present and an ongoing verb. Dying, therefore, is a daily and continuous reality. What is Paul saying when he says carrying the dying of Jesus? He means this: pressed on every side by troubles, perplexed and confused, persecuted, wronged, hounded and pestered, hunted down and beaten up. These are the sufferings in a Christian's life because of the gospel and a lively adherence to the kingdom of God. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9. A compromising Christian will have none of these. A worldly Christian will always be buddy-buddy and effervescent, but devoid of the reality of the dying of Jesus. Have you this kind of Good Friday Easter reality regarding your Christian life? If so, daily, the life of Christ will be manifested in you. This is your reward.
Let the world despise and leave me. They have left my Savior too. Human hearts and looks deceive me. Thou art not like them untrue.
Jesus fulfilled his part for man's salvation. Celebration just remembers this. He awaits us to fulfill our part in this grand theme. If the Lord tarries, many more Good Fridays and Easters will come our way. But a Christian who fasts and feasts without the Good Friday Easter reality moment by moment is only half full regarding salvation. The remaining half is yet to be fulfilled. Let us not be deceived. We are to carry the cross daily in accordance to Romans chapter 6 and 2 Corinthians 4. Pray that the Lord will flood our eyes to see this requirement. You have been listening to the Christian podcast Manna, in Hebrew, What Is It? Find us on iTunes and Google Play. Search Manna, What Is It? Till next, God bless. Be prepared for His coming. And bye-bye.